All right. Good morning, everyone. This is another day the Lord has made, and he's doing good things in it. And I thank God for Mary. That was a wonderful class. Ray's out today, and I'm filling in for Ray. And Mary filled in for me. I thank God for that. You know, the Lord always has, extra. When once in Revelation, one tribe was missing.
You know what, Apostle?
Uh huh.
Let Candace sing
first. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can do the second half. Okay. Why don't I just do the second half after when we get put it? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, Candace.
That's good. Go ahead on and do that. We want to hear you. Come on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good.
We want you to bless us.
Yeah.
Who was here Wednesday night other than me and my brother? Anyway, the youth came, and there was a representative from another location, and it just blessed me. I mean, the whole service was nothing but praise and worship.
Wow.
We stood the entire time, okay, and everybody was jumping up and down. It was great. This is one of the songs that the youth sang. It's called Reckless Love.
All right.
It's brand new.
Right.
Good.
All right. Let me see. What button do I push? Amen. Enter into the presence of the Lord. Spoke a word, you were singing over me, and you've been so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed life in me, and you've been so to me. Thank you. shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, a lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, a lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa.
That song is awesome.
It's a good song, isn't it?
It is.
Brand new.
I like that. Who wrote that?
Oh, gosh. There's two or three different groups that's grabbing a hold of it now. I'll get back with you.
I like that.
Yeah.
God is good.
Praise your name.
I thank him for that. You know, I can see how... You know how God saved most unusual people. And when you hear that somebody say that used to be very wild, you know, that's like that reckless love. He loves us. He loves us deeply, all of us. And his love works. It's wonderful. The love of God, don't stop. It's always in motion.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank him for that.
Thank you,
Jesus. I was sitting there thinking about people.
Uh-huh.
When people, everybody that gets saved, I believe that as they follow God in the course of their life, they will do something that has never been done. Something Satan never expected. And the Lord gave us equipment to work with.
Amen.
Things he gave us, guidance by the Holy Spirit. He washed it. He did something about our sin. He washed it away. He defeated it. He helped, and we can conquer it too. As you know, the attacks that comes to get us in sin, we can conquer all those. But there's something that God put in every person. Mm-hmm. It's a deep resource. It's a deep resource in every person. And Satan, every time he's seen what a person can do if they reunited with the Lord, and that's what he's afraid of. There's a deep resource in you. There's a perspective that you can receive from God. The Lord, he put everything in motion. He thinks of everything.
Amen.
And we don't always think of everything, even though we are designed after his order, even at birth. The Lord put things in us. He deposited deep resources in all of us. And the Word of God draws it out. As we study the Word of God, we're going to see things from another perspective.
Amen.
And it'll still be the Word of God. Mm-hmm. The Gospels were presented to four men. They wrote them down. And Jesus didn't tell them what to write. They saw the miracles, they heard what he said, and then they wrote it from their perspective. The things that was most important to them was pointed out by the Holy Spirit. the Word of God is, the whole Word of God is revealed to us through men that revealed it through their perspective by the Holy Spirit. Even Moses. But he wrote down what God said precisely. And it was written down from his perspective, and it was true. Everything was written. So as we study the Word of God, it's going to minister to us. We're going to see something that maybe that is possible nobody ever saw it that way before. And then Satan has, he's trying to fight something that he don't fully understand. He uses illusion to keep us from this. But the Word of God reveals to us and reveals to us the heart of God. And the Holy Spirit will give us the insight we need. And he'll resurrect, he'll bring to the front that deep resource that he put in us. Some people are, I think about myself. When I was very young, old enough to talk, I wanted to know, when I saw how the world was, I wanted to know at an early age, how did it get to this point? And it's like I was born with those questions. And I ask every adult my questions.
Oh boy.
some of them couldn't answer. So when I got saved and I found out the Holy Spirit will talk to you, I was in heaven. So I asked the Lord questions. And most people were trained if you don't question God. Cold religion said don't question him. But if you ask him your questions, you can get his answers and you can live better. And the deep resources will come out. I even think about my career. I like mechanical things. I like to take things. If I take something apart, I can put it back together. God put that in me. That's a resource he put there. There are people that are musicians that never picked up a horn. They don't know that they'll pick it up and play it. Because the enemy is trying to hide the deep resources that God put within us. Jesus said this. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Mm-hmm. And he can use your skill set that he put in you. But the only way to get to know them, I learned some of mine by accident. My dad bought me a go-kart and I wanted to ride it. That was my motivation. I wanted to ride the go-kart. And a friend of mine turned it over and broke the carburetor. And it broke the carburetor housing. And my dad's friend came and fixed it. And I watched him. And I started doing what he did without understanding how it worked. And if it didn't crank, I'd do what he did and it'd crank. And I found out I was good at this. And my friend saw me taking things apart and fixing it and putting it back together. And then we ride it. And they saw me take my motorcycle apart, and they said it'll never work again. They left and went and played basketball. And next thing you know, I'm riding past them. God, that's a gift that God gave. My boss said what Thurston does is a gift. He saw me take things apart and put it back together, and it worked. It is a gift. It's a resource that God gives. So what we have to... What we have to do is tap into it. Now, if he didn't turn that go-kart, I wouldn't have been motivated to fix it, and I may not have found out that I had a natural skill. Because I was going to be a carpenter. That was my interest. I wanted to do something with my hands. But I found out I like cars better. And this happens to people. There are people with the resources right now, and they don't know it. Nothing. They never had a chance to fall into place. But with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he can guide us to things that we need, that we can do. Amen. And it will amaze you what you're capable of in him. I got to know myself in a greater way as I spent time in his presence. Mm-hmm. And he's able to teach you things and show you things that you need to know.
Amen.
The resources he put in you, as we follow him, he doesn't leave anything out of your life. But you have to ask, knock, and seek. Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock, and it will be open to you. You will learn the answer. sometimes I said, I'm going to, something, things that came to overcome my life, I said, I'm going to kill that problem. And I had no clue about where to begin. I said, and I felt good from the inside out because I made a dedication to do something about the problem. So then I asked the Holy Spirit, how do I go about destroying this out of my life? I don't want it in my life ever again. I want to know how to conquer it. Now, I didn't hear people teach that way. I just heard him. I mean, I saw something that I didn't want, and I said, the Holy Spirit knows how to deal with this problem. You know, Mary said that nothing's lost in the kingdom. That was a revelation to me. And I said, well, my book, I lost my book. It's not lost. It's in the kingdom somewhere. And it was in the drawer I hid it in. I don't know. I turned that drawer inside out and didn't see it. And I looked one more time, and there it was under an envelope. The things of God are here. The Holy Spirit can guide you to it. He can help you see it. Now, I almost didn't look, but I said, I did say nothing in the kingdom is lost. Mary said
you
that.
You acknowledge that. Uh-huh. When you acknowledge that, then yeah. It brings it into the kingdom.
And I said, there's no reason to look in there. I turned that drawer inside out. I looked one more time, and there it is. And I said, the Holy Spirit is here to guide us in life.
Mm-hmm. That's the key thing, the Holy Spirit guidance.
Yeah. And everything operates just like salvation did. We heard the word. Somebody told us about Jesus. He rose again to justify us. He washed our sins away. And at first, we may not have responded. But that word, if we had a good heart, it got in there. And it grew, and the Holy Spirit sent people to water it, other messages. And then it became, the logos became rhema to us. We began to speak it from the heart.
Amen.
Well, when the Holy Spirit guides you, it's not like you can just say, okay, I'll do it. You have to receive what he's saying, and it will become life inside you. It will grow, and then you'll speak it in faith, and you'll stick with it. And you have to use the tools God gave you, authority. You can get rid of happenstance. Sometimes your people will say, I'll do this if everything just falls in place. You have to make it fall in place. You have to, once God give you a mission or anything to do, it can be as simple as spend more time in the Word. You have to say it. If you receive that Word, just like you did for salvation and other things, it gets in your heart and you speak it. I will study God's Word. I will be more bold. He told me I needed to be more frank with people. I had to say, I will be frank with people. And that gets rid of the happenstance. So that in situations, I will do whatever I see it. And then you know Satan's going to try to stop you like always. So, Satan, whatever your plan is against my life, I destroy it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you walk.
Say that again.
Whatever you've had your plan is against my life, I destroy it in Jesus' name. All of it.
Jesus' name. That's and powerful.
When I fight Satan, I always fight him from the head position. Mm-hmm. I turn off his works at him. You can't use any of your soldiers against me in Jesus' name. And it works. Mm-hmm. It works good. But the resources that God put in us, call them out. God knows what they are.
Amen.
Because over time, you can be using these resources. You can be using them in life.
Uh-huh.
And you can use it. You know, when Jesus wanted to feed the 5,000, he said, what do you have? And they searched the people to see what they had. There was a boy with a few fish and five loaves. Mm-hmm. Bring it here. And he brought it. He broke it and blessed. He uses what you have. I wanted to get the word out. What do I have? I can fix cars. I use everything I've got to do God's will. And even though it's hard work sometimes, it doesn't matter. I turn the word on, listen to the word, and I'm having a good time in here.
Well,
you can use the resources that's in you to do what you got to do. And remember, what you put in God's hands is easy for him to multiply. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It didn't matter how many people were there. It could have been 20,000 men.
Jesus.
And 40,000 family members. But it was 5,000 men and about 20,000 family members. So if your word can reach millions, God knows how to get it to them. Never underestimate what he can do in you. And he'll use the resources that you have to do what you got to do. All right, we're out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in this life. Bless us to do all that's in your heart. Bring those resources forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.